In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Our scripture lessons today from the Acts of the Apostles and from Mark's Gospel draw our attention to a contrast between the baptism of John and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism that Christians practice today. The baptism that John preached was a baptism of repentance. His baptism was an invitation to make a choice again for God, to be God's people. Being baptized by John was like making a New Year's resolution, to be part of the solution to the world's problems and not just a part of the world's problems. John preached that God would soon be sending his Messiah, so the people of Israel needed to be washed of their sins and make a new start at keeping the laws of Moses so that they'd be worthy partners with this Messiah in ushering in the final reign of God, where sin and evil would finally be defeated and all creation would live in peace and union with God. So what's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then? Maybe the best way to understand the difference is to ask a question. When we celebrate baptism at St. Francis, who is it that does the baptizing? Your first impulse may be to say our priests, and it's easy to misspeak about that. In fact, I do it all the time. I said just last week, when I announced that the new parents of our foster child, his uncle and aunt, had asked me to baptize him today at the 10 a.m. service and for Mike and I to be his godparents. But in Christian baptism, it's not a priest who baptizes or a pastor. It's the Holy Spirit who baptizes. It's God who baptizes. Priests are merely co-officiants in the process. When John the Baptist invited people to step into the Jordan River, he called them to make a choice for God. And while Christian baptism still involves a choice for God on our part, what changes with the baptism of Jesus is that in his baptism, and in every baptism done in his name ever since, we celebrate God's choice for us. If you think about it, it's kind of surprising that Jesus chose to be baptized by John at all, since John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, of seeking forgiveness from sin and making a new start with God. If Jesus is God incarnate, as we celebrated at Christmas, as the gospel proclaims, if Jesus is without sin, as that seems to suggest, then why would Jesus need to be baptized by John? Well, perhaps Jesus didn't need to be baptized by John, but he chose to be baptized by John. And that choice makes all the difference in the world. As Paula and I often tell the parents and godparents of children who are about to be baptized, and also adults who are about to be baptized, baptism is more than a blessing. Baptism is a rite of initiation. It makes us part of a new community, makes us part of a new family. The baptism that John practiced was actually a re-initiation, if you will, into the covenant community. It was a statement that said, I choose again, to the best of my ability, to follow God's law and be an active part of this community that God has chosen to be a light to the nations. So when Jesus chose to be baptized, God made a choice. God made a choice not to insulate himself from all the beauty and tragedy of human life, but to fully jump in there with us, to fully participate with us. Like the incarnation itself, when Jesus chose to be baptized, it was a symbol of God's choice to be in communion with us, to form the bond of family with us. This is St. Paul's primary metaphor for our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We heard this in Paul's letter to Galatians last week. When the fullness of time had come, Paul writes, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. In other words, when Jesus steps into the River Jordan with John that day, he's saying, we're not children of God because we've worked hard to be worthy of God. And we're not children of God just because God created us. We're all children of God in that sense. But we are children of God in Christian baptism because God has chosen to adopt us as his own children for a purpose, to be that body of Christ in the world, to be that light of Christ in the world. When Mike and I shared the news last year that we would be trying to adopt a child, I began to hear from those of you here at St. Francis who are adopted or who are adoptive parents, I began to hear story after story, incredible stories. One woman told me that when she was a child, adoption was not quite as common as it is now, and that kids at school often told her they felt sorry for her because she didn't have a real mom and dad. To which she learned to reply, tell me, how do you know that you weren't an accident? How do you know that your mom and dad chose to have you and are glad they had you? She's learned to say, when you're adopted like me, you know you're wanted. You know you're chosen. In my first parish, there was a little girl from India who was found just a few days old, wrapped in a tattered blanket, laid on a trash heap. She was brought to an orphanage and adopted by a couple at that church. Our birth parents may have been the best parents in the world. And they may have been people who, out of desperation or out of weakness, had to make the choice or did make the choice to abandon us. But in Christ, we are all chosen children. In Christ, truly, no child is left behind. The baby that we will baptize today, who you know as BJ, who is now known as Aiden Joseph, nice Irish name for a good Mexican-American kid, by loving him, we've been brought into a new family of sorts with Oscar and Maritza, his uncle and aunt, who will be his new mom and dad. The adoption journey has made us a kind of family, though we come from very different places, from different ethnic backgrounds, we speak different languages at home, we have different life experiences, and yet this experience of adoption has drawn us together. Baptism does that too. By baptism, we are drafted into a new family in Jesus Christ with people from all over the world. People of very different experiences from us, very different languages and walks of life. Baptism, holding a baptism, takes some effort, it takes some doing. We have to rope off the pews in the front for the family and pews in the back for the Sunday school kids. We have to make sure there's warm water in the pitcher that goes in the font, not cold, so that we don't scare the baby and make him cry. We have to prepare the bulletin, get everything in just the right order, which you will notice I messed up and got one thing out of order. We have to give the directions for all the altar party and how to move back to the font and back forward again and who says what and all of that. A baptism is a big drama in which we are all participants. But all of that stuff that we do, all these beautiful vestments, lit candles, gorgeous music, it's all window dressing. It's all stagecraft. The real event is the reality that all those trappings are intended to point to. So don't let the trappings make you miss it. Aiden Joseph is being baptized today. And when that happens, God says, Aiden, I choose you. You are my beloved child, and I will never leave you and never forsake you. You're chosen for a purpose, to bring light to the world. And though Aiden will grow up in Bakersfield, we are eternally his brothers and sisters, tasked with the job of helping him and kids like him all over the world to grow up knowing that they are chosen children and learning how to live with all the confidence and grace that that offers us. So as we enter into this time of baptism and we renew our own baptismal covenant, let's revel in that for a moment. We are chosen children of God. Chosen. Wanted. Take that in. And then let's pass it on to Aiden and to all who follow after him. Amen.